This is a production of Cornell University.
I hereby call the February 14th Student Assembly meeting to order. Chelsea, if you could please call the roll. Also, in the meantime, I'm going to pass around these cookies from Amy. Also. Amy is very nice too. Also, it's Tuesday. Also, we'd like to wish Narda an early happy birthday. Her birthday is this Tuesday.
I hope
that's right. Okay. So I'm also, in the meantime, going to pass around these, which were made by Anisha. Thank you very much. I had some last night. They're great. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day, people. No.
It's a fun story.
Present.
Excuse.
Thanks, Chelsea. Next is approval of the February 7th, 2013 meeting minutes. Are there any motions, corrections? There's been a motion to approve. It's been seconded by Representative Lovely. Seeing no dissent, the minutes are approved. Next is open microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who is not on the agenda already, who would like to speak to the SA about any issue, feel free to... Can everyone be quiet, please? There's a lot of side conversations going on. Thank you. If there are any audience members who'd like to speak who aren't already on the agenda, feel free to come forward now about anything. Seeing none, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. And the first is an elections update by DOE Weinberg.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome everyone in the audience who is here, sort of, who is running in the election starting next week. Welcome to the SA meeting. I see a couple familiar faces. We're excited that you're running and going to be engaged in the election process here at Cornell. So thank you. Next is a financial aid announcement by Representative Kirk. Next is an Appropriations Committee announcement. VP Desai.
Unfortunately, this next week we will be seeing three groups with confidential financial statements, so it will not be open to non-committee members. But just for your information, our three big programming groups on campus run out of the student's office, so Toronto Conference Station, Toronto University Programming Board, and Closet. From those decision on today's resolution not being tabled for next week, except those reports by next week.
Next is a College Town Community Plan sort of update again by Representative Iwaoka. Great, thank you. And just for SA members, it's not on the agenda right now, but there's going to be a brief executive session after where we'll just discuss a couple things. So next on the agenda is Business of the Day, Resolution 34, Amendment to Appendix A of the Student Assembly Charter. And I haven't done this year yet, but I'm actually stepping down from chairing the meeting for this resolution. So if I want to, I can speak on it freely. And I don't, if for everyone in the audience, as chair, I have to be impartial and chair the meeting, so I can't express my opinions necessarily, but I'm going to step down so that if I do want to express my opinions about a given issue, I can do that. EVP Mueller is going to be taking over.
Thank you.
and a lot of take off from that is just building a relationship with the appropriation committee. If you look at the report from the 2011 fall year and the report from last year, so 2010, 2011, 2011, 2012, you look at those reports, as I've been doing when I was bringing them out every week for organizations, the comments are exactly the same. So, for example, Steve tonight, when they came before us in a non-violent funding year, the feedback that we gave them was your rollover is too high, and this is just, you know, we don't like the fact that your rollover is too high if you're a funding organization. And absolutely nothing changed. If they're open in last year, you know, they had the exact same value, and they got cut 50 cents. So, in my opinion, had they been told that more explicitly, like, look, right now you would have gotten a cut in funding had this occurred, or had, like, you know, if you were on your own, you would have gotten a cut in funding, there would have been a much more substantial impact. But then they institute more organizational change. And I'm going to interrupt that. There's so much good motion to do that I really like to
try to do.
Thank you. So that's where I'm going to go to the explicit book there. Originally, one thing that had been thrown out was that have the initial vote just have a line in that says, you know, you can increase, decrease, or held kind of net effect of the committee. But the reason we wanted to vote was because technically, like a 7-6 vote could indicate like more sensitive, but that's a very different kind of ruling or mentality than a 13-0 vote. Or, you know, vice versa, 0-13 votes. So that was kind of the reason for that. And then finally, I think, you know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about these follow-up task force. And again, you know, the rationale for this is we're going to be providing groups with explicit recommendations. We have to be confident in the fact that sometimes our recommendations aren't practical or implementable. And there are multiple layers of this process that go beyond just a 1.5-hour hearing before this committee. So what this task force does is formalize the process that I've been doing kind of informally. After a report is released, you sit down with the organization, I sit down with the organization, they hear the comments of the report, the group says, okay, we can actually change the marketing because of how we spend money. Or we actually tried this exact procedure last year and it didn't work. And my fear for hearing that immediately was they show up a year later, the committee has the same advice and that we don't need to do this. And they say, oh, we gave you this advice last year, they didn't do anything about it, so let's cut them. So what this task force does is it explicitly requires a few members of the appropriations committee to follow up, go over the recommendations in their report, and follow up to the appropriations committee on A, the feasibility of the recommendations made, and B, any steps that the organization took to follow through. So sometimes the recommendations aren't as explicit as, you know, spending more advertising money on print sources. Sometimes it's just we don't think your current means of advertising are very efficient, you know, find something that's more innovative. So then they could write how this would be more innovative to give an example. So you know, I know a couple of people that kind of adhere this to an internal consulting group that has too much power, and that's not what it's meant to be at all. There's a lot of feedback from the comments that were given and previously put in that if you think they're allowed to write about in their follow-up report, is again the feasibility of the recommendations provided by the appropriation committee and any steps the organization took to respond to those changes. So that's kind of the overview of the changes that are put forth in this resolution. I'm happy to hear comments and questions. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, Vice President Finance Desai, at a speedy 6 minutes. All right, so just to remind everyone, this is now business of the day, so I will accept questions on this. I'm going to set speaking time to 1 minute with the possibility of extension.
When you talk about experience with teachers,
yes.
Can you vote on this today, or does that wait for the next meeting?
I'm going to defer to Parliamentarian Santangelo, but I believe it can pass today.
So I actually looked it up to do double check, and according to our charter, it says that it can be voted on today.
On the second.
So I advise you not to vote for it today, discussing it thoroughly before.
Great. Okay, so first on the speakers list, starting from the previous week as promised, Representative Tony. Next on the list is Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion today.
Okay. So last week during the presentation, Representative Purchase made a couple things that I'm not exactly sure where and clear about the intent of this, but let me just follow up. So he said, like, apparently these things are not, because we don't see how our organizations operate in the early children. As you kind of mentioned in the process, maybe we can get a better sense of how they operate. But then he also said, when asked whether or not the report that the task force comes up with should be made public to the entire assembly, he said, no, the assembly should not have access to these reports. And so I'm just kind of wondering now, two questions. First of all, do we not currently have positions or liaison positions in all current bylines funding organizations? And if so, what exactly is their role? And then could you please just kind of give us kind of a rundown of just how involved do you think we should be in the internal affairs of the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of comments there. I am open to opening in support of the assembly. The reason that I'm not exclusively stating here, and I didn't pick whether or not they have or do not have access, I kind of left that up to the Vice President of Finance that year in front of the assembly. You know, the President wants to request his support that he can do so. The reason that I did include them is because I thought that actually limited the power of these reports, because if it's only passed on through the Appropriations Committee, then it's only next year's Appropriations Committee will be influenced versus if this is handed to the entire assembly. And I feel like a future assembly not knowing the President would feel kind of compelled to follow the recommendations of the previous year. So this is pretty explicitly from the perspective of an Appropriations Committee that's sitting down and listening to a group talk for an hour and going through the Q&A, providing them feedback, that I don't think is necessarily as relevant to the assembly at large. But, you know, I left it at ages for a reason, and I would be very open to an amendment if a representative or other feels very strongly about it. In terms of the liaison and operational oversight,
granted.
So in terms of operational oversight, I think the role of the liaison, you know, I spoke to the Vice President Mueller about this because he's the liaison to social media. I think that the liaison is less there for an operational kind of role less there for a funding role and more just to create a tie between the organization and the student assembly so that they have a non-funding person to talk to about, you know, like, I feel like if social media has a problem with how the appropriation committee is handling that relationship, they can go to their liaison and say, look, like, I don't think we're being treated fairly, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you know, can you help us out? Can you answer this question? Are we going to feel comfortable asking someone else for whatever reason? In terms of operations, you know, I think it's a subjective opinion, but in my personal subjective opinion, I would say that because the student activity team is a key to charge that every undergraduate student, the appropriations committee has a duty not just to enforce that it's being that it's available to all students, but that it's being enforced efficiently and practically as an evidence and evaluation that we do with the appropriations committee process.
Okay. I'm going to try something. Can I have the gavel? I'm going to tap once on this metal piece when you have 30 seconds and twice when you have 10. I want to give this a shot. It's something that we don't usually do here, but I think time management could work to our benefit. So let's try. Next on the list is Representative Benatti. So the Appropriations Committee is just like any other committee of the USA, and by definition, a committee is part of the Church Committee, and therefore it is important to the Church Committee. So, as you were saying before, I had actually something to feel that the report should be made available not only to the Church Committee, but the whole USA, because not only in this
we had a lot. happy with that I think the team was involved in the past. Plus, I think it's a very good vision and everyone.
I think that something else should be added to number three, and that it, the report should be kept confidential within the student assembly.
Oh.
Would you like to withdraw your motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Can I share
so
a more?
You should probably just do it.
Back to the speaker
list. Yeah, because back to the speaker's list, but give us one moment.
You should probably just make it a separate amendment.
Oh, I was going to friendly amendment. I was going to try a friendly amendment.
Okay. Just do this as a separate thing.
Okay.
All right. On to the speakers list, we have Representative Lovely. Vice President of Internal Operations, etc.
Cool. Should I amend?
Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, so I would like to make an amendment to the amendment that is currently in motion to say that. Yeah, these reports must be made available to the entirety of the membership of the Appropriations Committee and the SA. And then after number three, just Addison is saying how the report should remain confidential within the Student Assembly and the Appropriations Committee.
Yeah, so we're going to, this is actually another amendment on the amendment that we have. It's getting confusing here. So actually that opens a new speakers list. Vice President of Internal Operations and Service has the first word, and I will take the list after that. I will accept the motion to call a question on this amendment at any time, which would bring us back into the previous amendment, which would also be very quickly called to question in my mind as well. So, Vice President of Internal Operations. Yes. Yeah, so we are currently discussing very specifically the addition of, however, the reports should remain confidential within the Student Assembly and the Appropriations Committee as added to. Yes. That's correct. Okay. Vice President, would you share this first word?
So I think that the report should be kept within the Student Assembly and within the Appropriations Committee because they aren't a final decision. They're like conversation pieces, and I think that those conversations should be kept within the Student Assembly. And I think that the Student Assembly should be able to have these reports and be able to should have the reports because the Student Assembly is according to our bylaws. Have oversight over the final decisions, funding decisions of the Appropriations Committee, so I think that they should have the ability to look at the reports that are affecting those decisions.
Representative Sullivan.
You kind of took the words right out of my mouth. I completely agree with that. I feel like exactly what it is, conversation points and suggestions to the bylaws and organizations. Between us to give them opportunity to improve or to continue to progress. You want to respond to that?
I want to be able to hear you.
Yeah, I'll put you on with a couple of other people ahead of you. You'll have to
mention that we're going to have that confidential.
Yeah. Okay. This goes to Student Trustee Forrest.
Just a practical concern, and this is more of a question than anything that I've ever heard. Assuming these have confidential, it seems like if the voter on that and if the past next week when we're going to the next meetings, we have to go to the next session to get more out of the memorial room, then come out and make a session and get them all back in. Think that as a result.
Okay, Representative Duo.
That's a lot of my concern. Also, this is a public meeting. You're always encouraging community members to attend this meeting. And I think that, especially as a student activity fee is distributed among the things that should be public knowledge about how the student organization is like operating. And I think all the statistics to make it this confidential, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I call it
back. Okay, there's a motion to call for your question on the table. It's been seconded. Is there any dissension? Okay, so we will call a question on the amendment, which is. Yes.
Review the first amendment of the SA and now the next part. How does that work? Are we voting?
So we are specifically voting on the phrase, however, the report should remain confidential within the Student Assembly and the Appropriations Committee. Then we will go back into discussion on the Dan Kerr's original amendment, which was and the Student Assembly and the Student Assembly in B number 3. Okay. Great. So seeing no dissent, let's do a placard vote on the amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? And all those abstain. By a vote of 1 to 21, the motion fails. We now go back to discussion on the amendment and the student assembly and the student assembly section B. First up on the speaker's list is Representative Lovely.
I just
want to
speak
I think it's a great resolution. I completely agree with the amendment that was just passed. That's the exact amendment that I wanted to make, so I'm glad it happened and why I stepped down. The other amendment that I want to make, and I'll make a motion in a second, is in Section C for follow-up task force, the Appropriations Committee will appoint two voting members of the Appropriations Committee as co-chairs. And I want to add in the Appropriations Committee will appoint and the Student Assembly will confirm. And the reason that I want to add this language in there is because right now we trust, you know, the Appropriations Committee and we have a great Vice President of Finance. But what happens if in a couple of years there's, what happens if there's a committee that isn't necessarily the most reflective of the entire student body? That's what this body is, to be reflective of everyone. And I think that it's the right of the SA to confirm those co-chairs because who knows what agenda they might be, trying to bring to the table. Who knows what ideology they might, can someone motion to extend? Thank you. Who knows what ideology they might try to press on student life? So I think it's the right of the student assembly to sort of keep that check and balance there to make sure that the right people are handling this. And you could make the argument that you elected the Vice President of Finance internally and therefore sort of he or she would keep that in check. But I think that this is an extra check on the process to make sure that you guys have control and keep it in line with the values of the student assembly.
Okay, I'm going to give a moment for Vice President of Finance to decide to respond.